Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, if you're not sure what day of the week it is, it's Blur's Day.
Oh, I like it.
Right.
Blur's Day.
Blur's Day, yeah.
Yeah.
I have Blur's Day every day of the week. Yeah.
What day is it today?
Does it matter?
No. Absolutely.
Right. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks, one more time, one more week in cow country.
Oh, welcome to our outfit.
All right, then. Yeah. Here we have...
What you got?
Top 10 Ranchers' Famous Last Words.
Famous Last Words. I can hardly wait.
Well, you know what they are. You already do.
I've done
them. Because you use them, and you use them just dang near every day.
All right.
Number 10. Leave the gate open. The cows won't bother it.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I've been bit by that one many times.
I'll be right back. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, for me, it's just horses. I'm going through this gate in my side by side. I don't want to get out and open it and close it and open it and close it. But I'm going to be just. I'll just be right back. Yeah. And notoriously, we have a horse race.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, horse race to get back to the gate to beat the horses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, in that line in D.W. Grothy's epic poem, what you doing?
What you doing? Yeah, they're going to come follow you.
Yeah.
And then go check out the open gate.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Number 9, that horse doesn't have an ounce of buck in him. He never bucked with me.
Well, Tina.
Yeah?
Oh, my.
Yeah?
She can make the most tame-headed horse buck.
She can get that out of him.
And I'm here to tell you, they can turn the crank.
It's a good thing she's a cowboy.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
True story, yeah. Don't waken, that old cow will turn back.
Well, Dick's famous line was, her mama give milk, she'll be all right.
Yeah.
Or her mama gave whiskey, you better run.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, she's just bluffing. She's just bluffing.
It's just a bluff.
Stand your ground. Number 7, this market still has some life in it. Believe I'll hold off on selling for a few more days.
Oh, man.
Famous last words.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, till you went broke.
The eternal optimist.
Yep. Number 6. Been driving through this wet spot for 20 years. Haven't been stuck yet. Don't drive the tractor through the bog beneath the hill.
No, don't go there.
Yeah. All right. Number 5, there's no way in creation that bull can go over that fence.
I lived that one.
Yep. No rain in the forecast, so just leave the pickup out in the field.
Right.
Yeah.
With the windows down.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Knock that hay down.
There's
no rain in the forecast.
I checked the forecast.
You can run a good 20 miles after the fuel gauge says empty.
Oh, dear. These all are
hitting
home.
Yeah, they do. Just stand your ground and that dog won't bite
you. That dog won't bite.
Yeah. Oh, that dog don't bite. He's fine. Yeah.
Liar.
Yeah. All right. The number 1 famous last words.
Uh-huh.
Now watch. If you get right up close behind a calf, you won't get kicked.
We got a great show coming at us this week.
Jill Jones and the Lone Star Corrals ride along with us.
Yay.
Gary McMahon has some poetry. We have John Chandler, Rex Allen, Don Edwards, Susie Boggess. Let's start with Asleep at the Wheel, shall we? Yeah, you know what? It's a good day.
Well, it's a good day for singing the song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning to night. Yeah, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, and it's a good day from morning till night.
I said to the sun,
yeah,
good morning, sun.
How do you do?
Rise and shine today.
You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you know you got to ride away.
'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills,
and it's a good day for curing your guilt.
So take a deep breath,
uh-huh,
and throw away your pills,
'cause it's a good day from morning till night. Get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you know you got the right of way.
'Cause it's a good day for curing your ill,
and it's a good day for paying your bills.
So take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Yes, it's a good day from morning till night.
Oh, it's a good day from morning till night.
It's a good day from morning till night.
Oh man, yeah, it is a good day.
Yeah.
Any day you start out Cal Radio,
hey,
with
yeah,
a sleep at the wheel,
uh-huh,
and mm-hmm, with special guest Leon Rausch.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, it is definitely a good day.
Absolutely, man. And if your yeah, toes aren't tapping,
yeah,
check your pulse.
Yeah, that's right. Yep,
yeah,
yep. And it is a good day. And today is the day.
Today's the day.
Today's the day.
Today is the day.
Yeah, today's the day you're going to what?
Fix the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man,
roofs.
Oh man, the roofs,
plural.
Yeah, is it let's see, hoof plural is hooves.
Hooves.
So is roof plural roofs?
Roofs. Well, maybe.
Well, I don't know.
There's somebody out there that can answer that question.
Yeah,
it certainly is not me.
I'm gonna say it's not.
No.
But anyway,
roofs.
But there, yeah, it's roofs.
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 Right, yeah, got
yeah,
it. Right. So today's the day you're
well,
going to
fix
the
roof.
Well,
see, there's a problem with having six generations on a ranch, a 100-year-old ranch.
Yeah, yeah.
You have 100-year-old barns
yeah,
with 100-year-old
roofs. Yeah, yep, yep.
Uh-huh. And you got to pick your battle.
You know, it's a true story. Let's make sure Mama's house is
oh,
her, her roof is fixed first.
Yes, yes.
Then we'll go to the barn.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh my gosh, there are so many of those, you know, today is the day thing. And then I'm going to get all my summer chores done and ready for fall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get all my fall chores done and ready for winter.
Right.
Going to get all my winter chores done and ready for spring.
I'm sensing a pattern here.
You think?
I'm didn't see the pattern.
I just procrastinate until all the fall chores are covered up with snow.
There you go. See, yeah. That's what I like.
And then we move into the spring, right?
Except for last winter.
Yeah.
You know, last winter, it didn't cover up enough of my projects.
Well, you know, that's a true statement. We had such a wimpy winter last year that I only plowed snow twice, and I really didn't need to.
You just wanted to exercise.
Well, I just thought I had to.
Okay, you know, I have got this, and I've got to do this.
It's the law. In the winter, you have to plow, period.
Yes.
And I've always said that I hate plowing snow.
Oh, right, right.
Because, well, you have to, but anyway, mm-hmm. I still hate it.
Right.
Because at the end of the season, I have nothing to show for my work. All right?
Yeah. Where did all that fuel go?
At least if I was pushing gravel or pushing dirt.
You'd have a pile.
I'd have
somewhere.
A pile of gravel or dirt.
Or a smooth road.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When I push snow, I got a heck of a pile of snow, but at the end of the season, it's gone.
Where'd it go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You didn't do nothing.
Nothing to show for my work, and I spent all that money on diesel. Yeah.
Well, how often do you walk into your shop?
Oh, quit it. Oh, don't even.
You know, a lot of folks are done haying. We're in the middle of it right now.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll put that tool away later.
Well, when you put it away, you need it again, right? And you've got this kind of a workstation here, yeah? Mm-hmm. And you know where everything is right then.
Well, you
right?
think you do.
Well, sure you do. I got that here, this, that, mm-hmm, yeah, there, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, today is the day I'm going to clean my shop.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Why is it that day never comes? Today's the day. Well, it sure hasn't made it to my place
well,
yet.
Well, I still have quite a bit of help left at home.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Leaving stuff out?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you do, don't
you? I still
you?
Got a couple boys I can blame.
True story. We better ditch out to a cow commercial, and when we come back, Susie Bogus is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.